pretty good one. The Holy Gospel today is our Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And Gabriel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Beloved family of God, grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, church, I have a little bit of a confession to make this morning. I am the kind of person, if I am watching a movie that's a mystery, that's suspenseful, that's a whodunit type of movie, at the first sign of tension, I will Google it to find out who did the crime, how it's going to end, within the first 30 to 35 minutes of the movie, guaranteed. I can't handle it. I need to know what happens, right? I don't want mystery. I want to know. And once I know, I can enjoy the movie because I know, right? But I don't want to wait to know. I want to know right now. Right? I don't do well with the mystery and suspense of it. So as I was reading through the gospel this week, this just became added to the long list of ways that I am different from Mary, the mother of Jesus. The story we hear traditionally is traditionally called the Annunciation, or other ways of translating it can be the announcement, right? It's the announcement of what God is doing. God is doing something. Angels are appearing and proclaiming God's favor over unexpected people in unexpected places at unexpected times. The story right before this, which we read last week, tells us the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth, who are a couple who are getting on in years, as Luke tells us. It's one of my favorite biblical euphemisms for aging, right? Getting on in years. And they have experienced childlessness in the past. Elizabeth becomes pregnant with who we know to become John the Baptist. Right? Unexpected people, unexpected places, unexpected times. And now we come to Mary, a teenage girl who is betrothed but not yet married, living in a small rural community. For all we know, she was minding her own business, doing her morning chores, when all of a sudden she's visited by the same angel Gabriel. The first thing that Gabriel does when he encounters Mary is to give her a new name. Did you catch that in the reading? He doesn't say, "Greetings, Mary." He says, "Greetings, favored one." Others translated, "Greetings, most favored." Right? You can almost see Mary check behind her to make sure the angel isn't talking about someone else. Right? Me, most favored, favored one? Mary? One of the things we know about God is that when God gives someone a new name, the Holy Spirit is about to move in a big way. We know this from all the way back in the book of Genesis, right? Abram and Sarai become Abraham and Sarah as God makes a covenant with them. Jacob becomes Israel after wrestling with God and prevailing. Later in the Gospels, Simon will become Peter and be a leader in the early church. Saul will become Paul and spread the gospel to the farthest reaches of the known world. And in the middle of that big sweeping story of God and God's people, an angel appears to Mary and says, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." To which I could hear some of you under your breath also say, "And also with you," right? Because Lutherans are going to be Lutheran, right? Yeah, exactly. The angel gives her a new name, and then in one of the most profound mysteries of the Christian faith, Gabriel tells her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called Son of God." Whenever I read this story, I often think about what it means to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. There's a writer named Kathleen Norris who wrote about this phrase, and I love what she says about it. She says, "I wonder if a kind of overshadowing isn't what every young woman pregnant for the first time might feel, caught up in something so much larger than herself." I love that. Love that as thinking about the Annunciation, this story of God coming to Mary, as God sweeping Mary up into something so much larger than herself. God invites her into a new vocation, a new calling that is in some ways as old as time. Right? The calling to be a mother. While also giving birth to a specific person of Jesus, who is the Messiah, who is the Christ, the long-awaited Word made flesh in the world. Unexpected people, unexpected places, and unexpected times. Gabriel continues, "And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." God is on the move, and how it plays out exactly will be a mystery. A woman who was said to be barren is now in her sixth month of pregnancy. An unwed teenage girl is offered the calling to be the mother of God in the world, and we're hanging in this moment to see if she'll accept this vocation. This is definitely the point in the movie where I hop onto Google and I see how this is going to end. There's so much tension and mystery and wondering how this is all going to play out. And yet Mary, full of grace, takes in this invitation from Gabriel and responds, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. I often wonder if God chose Mary for this specific vocation because young people have such a great capacity for mystery and wonder. I wonder if Luke had to redact the part where God chose someone a little bit older and they said, "Nope, I'm too old for this." Mary is able to hold space for this mystery. Mary's able to hold space for the wonder of this promise from God. Mary proceeds in a way that can illuminate a path forward for us as well. God comes to her as she's going about her day and calls her to do seemingly impossible work that can only be done in communion with God. Likewise, we are called to do similar work, to serve following the example of Jesus, to strive for justice and peace in all the earth, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as God loves us, which can be a seemingly equally impossible task from time to time. And yet this is what we are called to do in our lives. And like Mary, it can often involve a commitment without knowing where it will lead. Loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as God loves us does not guarantee positive outcomes all the time. I love this story because it confronts us with a core question of faith. When the mystery of God's love breaks into our lives, what do we do? Do we run from it? Do we search for a cosmic Google to try to read ahead about how it's going to end? Do we push it away and we say, nope, I'm too old for this? I wonder what would happen if we took a page from Mary's book and we waited and we listened, even though waiting is not easy. And then when God's call comes to us, we can respond from our deepest and truest self and say yes, and let God sweep us up into something so much larger than ourselves for the sake of the world that God so loves. For that we say thanks be to God. Amen.